everyone. We are continuing in the same Havasteset. Time. We are in chapter 2, Parak Beis, Halacha Gimel. Okay? So, the Chabbatayim is discussing who's obligated in this chapter to do the mitzvah of lending money. Who has this obligation on them? So he, in Halacha Gimel, he describes a money lender. The guy, this is his job for a living. He lends money. He's a money lender. Ligoy the ribis, he lends to a goy with ribis. And with a to a Jewish person, he lends it in a heteriska. Everyone knows what a heteriska is. Heteriska is some type of legal document that makes an iska. It's a business deal between you and the borrower. The lender and the borrower are now in business together. And that business, I'm giving you the money, but I'm an investor, not a lender. And instead of taking profits from the company, what I'm going to do, let's say I'm lending money to Danny Gurin. I lend him a loan, but I don't want to, I want to take ribbis. I want to take interest. I can't do it for free. So what do? I say, okay, Danny, you're going to borrow the money to do something with it. We're in a business together. Your business, whatever you're going to do with this money, open up a store, whatever it is. I'm a partner in that business. I'm a partner of yours. Whatever it is, 50-50, whatever it is. Now I'm going to forsake my percentage of the profits. I'm going to give it up in order to get a fixed amount every month. Okay? That's going to be the interest. It's going to be 5% or 1% a month, whatever I want to do. Now, if he actually goes bankrupt in this business venture, I lose my money. It's not just a fake loan. We really are business partners. I'm nominating for him now. I want him to make it because when I just lend you the money, right? Then I put a lien on your house and I take interest or whatever. I don't care if you make money, lose money. You give me my money back, period. But now in the Heter Iska, it actually makes it that we're partners now. Many people don't really look at it this way. Let's just fill out those rabbis' paperwork so that you can make the loan and do the Issadaraisa. That's not the goal of a Heter Iska. The goal of a Heter Iska is supposed to be, if done correctly, it's supposed to be that the lender, the Malve, is actually part of his Iska. And that makes it mutter to take, and I can give up my profits in order to get a small percentage of the for the loan. And that turns into the ribis de facto. That's the way a heter iska works. So now the issue is here, which we're going to learn from, is that this guy, says the Chafetz Chaim, who's the money lender with the heter iska, he still is just like everybody else, has an obligation to lend money to Daraisa. He's just, I lend money all day, says the money lender. No, but you're not doing the mitzvah Daraisa because of Tilman. You're not doing the mitzvah of the deal that you have to lend. If you have sabbasiado according to your abilities. But now, this is a very interesting out from this time is that people who, let's say, if you get any benefit from the loan that you're lending, however you do it, he's now saying that you're out of the category of the mitzvah, of the mitzvah. You hear what I'm saying? This actually reverberates back on some people. You do a heter iska with a guy. The yeshiva does a heter iska, and some guy lends me a lot of money and helps me out. But he wants to take a small percentage to cover some expenses that he has or whatever it is. He just lost his mitzvah daraisa, you understand, of the kesef tamka because of that small percentage. It's gone. At the time, hold, he did not make a mitzvah where you're getting benefit from the transaction. A real mitzvah in Kesef Talmud, that deal that you have, is only when you're getting nothing back, no benefit, no tangible benefit. That's a very important point that comes out here. That someone who left them with yeshiva money, I'm thinking about now, a lot of money, he took 1% or something to cover some fees He may lose the mitzvah. He loses the huge mitzvah that he's doing for the Chametz Chaim.
The money he's taking is the property is bringing the money from the states. That's where he's shackled.
Yeah.
That's going to make him lose the mitzvah?
Yeah.
That's an expense towards the loan.
That's right. So you did, so now you don't charge me for that in the loan. You can either give that as a donation or whatever, but the loan has to be free and clear. That's what we're seeing. We're going to see it again in a minute. Okay? It could be that you may, obviously, you need a heter iska to charge me for those expenses of the loan. You don't need a heter iska. It's not a straight loan anymore. You can't just make a loan. Here's $100,000 cash, plus you have to pay for my expenses. That expenses is going to require the entire transaction to be going into the heter iska mode. Otherwise, you're going to daraisa charging me for those extra expenses. You see what I'm saying there? Therefore, you're now in Siv Gimel. You lost your mitzvah, daraisa. You may do other, maybe do nice things, chesed, etc., helping the guy out. But the mitzvah of lending money, you lost. Something to think about. Now, and maybe you can make chalukin. We'll see. Talk to the poskim. See if you find a weird case where you're not gaining any benefit, you're just not losing, like your case. How can we get this into the category of a mitzvah, which is an obligation to do this? Let's go by it. Finally, okay, now we bring some other sources where he discusses the idea of the heter iska and what the both. Halacha Dalet. This is someone's mother asked me this question recently. Mishu Osek Batorah, one of your mothers, asked me this question. Someone who's learning Torah, uba echad lelavos mimenu, and someone wants to borrow money from you. And there's nobody else in the base medrash who can lend him the money. No one's else around who's can make the loan to your friend. You must stop learning Bittul Torah in order to mekayim this mitzvah, just like every other mitzvah. I'm talking 5 shekels. You understand that? The guy needs 5 shekels to make a phone call or whatever. Whatever. 5 shekels to buy a coffee or something. And he comes to you, there's nobody else. You've got to stop learning to make that loan. Why? Because there's nobody else around. Now let's go to Dalet downstairs and then the Tiva Chesed. He quotes your Adeya Simon Reshman Vav, Sif Yud Chet. And it says over there, in the Choshen Mishpat, I'm going to show it. I have it opened up down here in my version on Yud Aleph. Bezele Shono. Where am I? Yud. Talmud Torah Shakul Kunegi Kolamitzos. This is Shulchan Aruch Reshman Vav. Se'if Yudchet. Talmud Torah is Kineged Kol HaMitzvahs. Aya Lefanav Asiyas Mitzvah V'Talmud Torah. You have before you the ability to do a mitzvah and learn. You have a choice. Im Efshir LeMitzvah Le'asos Eidecherim. If there's someone else out there who can do this mitzvah, you're not allowed to stop learning. Lo Yafsik Mitalmudo. Being loved, and if there's nobody else around to do any mitzvah, yaseh mitzvah yaseh l'torah. So you have to stop learning, do the mitzvah, and go back to learning. That's the halacha l'maisa. You have to make sure that there's nobody else who can do the mitzvah, right? Once there's nobody else who can do the mitzvah, and we see here that this is an obligation, you must lend this guy his 5 shekels. It's not optional if you have the money in your pocket. You understand? You have the money in your pocket, you must lend the money to the guy if he needs to borrow. Period. Doesn't matter how big, small, low, doesn't make a difference. As we've already discussed many times. Let's continue. That was when we looked up. The ain chiluk bezeh, beini macherim einam yacholim la'asos lo tova, who bein she'einam rotzim la'asos lo tova. This is another chiluk. There are 10 more people in the base medrash. And you. And he comes over to you and asks you for the loan. And there are 10 other guys there, rich guys, the big, fancy guys. They're all sitting in the base medrash. Welcome back, Rabbi Krieger, of their shem. Okay? And there are a lot of guys, but they're rich guys, but they don't want to give him money. The rich guy doesn't want to give the money, and you're sitting there with 5 shekels in your pocket. You've got to do it. That's ki'ilu, that there's nobody else to do the mitzvah. The fact that they're physically in the base medrash, but refuse, doesn't mean that you can say to yourself, look, I'm not stopping to learn. Those guys are standing over there like knuckleheads. They got money falling out of their pockets, and they won't lend this guy 5 shekels for a coffee. I'm not giving. No, you must stop learning and give the loan. Similar to the case that the Rabbaz brings, that a poor man who has relatives that are rich people, so he's poor, but he's got a billionaire father. So they refuse to help him. So guess what? You got to help him. The billionaire daddy won't help him. You pull the money out of your pocket, you're mechuyev to take care of him. Everyone is mechuyev. You're all in the same category. Rich daddy doesn't take, who won't open up his wallet, doesn't make it that you don't want to give it to him. Okay? Talk to Rabbi Rubin about the psychologist of why it's so hard to do that mitzvah. And he'll calm you down. You have a deal to do it. The fact is, can he get the money? Yes or no? If the rich daddy gives the money, then of course you're potter. You don't have to give money to somebody who has money. He's not an ugly anymore. But if he doesn't have the money, his father won't give it to him, his friends, no one. He is an ugly regarding all halachas, just like the guy who has no family. There's no nafkamine. Fine. And so too in our situation, when you're sitting there learning, chazering for the big test, and you have the 5 schnooks with money coming out of their pockets, and they don't want to learn, and then the guy asks for 5 shekels and they won't give it to him. You have to stop learning and give the money and then sit down and learn again. Hope everybody understands. Okay, hakafa sakanut. What about a guy who credit at Sammy's? Is credit, now look, Sammy was Jewish, sure. If he gets credit in the store, is he mechaining the mitzvah d'oraisa of lending money? It's a loan. I don't have to pay him now. I'll get the money in a month. So is he giving me a loan every time I take a yogurt from over there and putting it on credit? Do you have a kind of mitzvah? Mira says the Chafetz Chaim. Mira. Not 100%, but he's asking now. The ein baal hachanut mechuyev b'zeh. There is no obligation. Now you understand. If it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, if credit was a mitzvah d'oraisa, the store owner is not, it's not optional for him. It's a chiyuv to him to give credit. You can't, assuming you have the money to pay him back at the end of the month or whatever it is, time period alone. It's not optional. He's mechuyev to do it. Once it's a mitzvah, remember, if we hold that this is considered a loan credit in a store, then the baal hachanut has a chiyuv d'oraisa. He can't say, I will decide. If the guy's got money or collateral, whatever it is, you must give him credit. You must. That's what's hanging in the balance here for every store owner. Does he have to give the loan, the credit? Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, he's not mechuyev. Credit is not an obligation. Why? Mikamatanu. He's going to give a few. Number one, echad, iker parnasaso. His whole parnaso, umimashe mocher schorazu. He sells merchandise. That's how he makes his parnasa. The money that he gets into the cash register when he sells it, he's going to go buy other merchandise. So what are you going to do to the poor guy? Understand? He's not going to be able to make a business if he can't collect money to buy more stuff. So if he keeps getting credit to everybody, he's out of business. If he gives credit for his merchandise, he can't buy any more. That's reason number one. Oh, the akafas hanus ain't a biklal hilveh. Now he wants to say a new chiddush, that the entire concept of credit cannot be looked at as a loan. Why? Because he brings a raya from Perek Yud and Shvius, Mishnah Aleph. Over there it says that a credit, a guy who gives credit, right before, during Shvius, Shemitah year, he does not lose it. You know that if you make a loan without the prosbul or whatever it is that we're going to get to, you lose that loan. It's knocked out midaraisa once Shvius comes. 7th year, all loans are canceled. Freebie. Okay? So now the question is, does the credit, The guy who has credit, who really get credit on his store, does he also lose all of his credit that people don't have to pay him back? In when Shemitah comes, the answer is no from the Mishnah Shviyas. Once we see that vis-a-vis Shemitah, it's not looked at as a standard law. Therefore, for the mitzvah d'araisa and kesef talveh, as ami, it's also not considered a law. That's what he wants to say. Alkein ein hakafa b'klal mitzvahs asei zu. It's not in the category. I would add another thing, that based on what you just said by the Heter Iska upstairs, if you're getting any benefit, you're not doing the mitzvah, right? You're getting interest back in having mitzvah. Now, we all know that Sammy, when he released his credit to us, he's doing it because we're going to buy more and more and more, and then the kids are going to buy, and no one's going to know. If you have to always pay him every time what you have in your pocket, there are many times you don't have money, you're not going to go to Sammy's. So he's no dummy when he gives you the credit, because he knows that the guy like me who never has money in his pocket is never going to go to Sammy's if I don't get credit. I just won't eat. And therefore, he gives me the credit so that he can get me at the end of the month. So that's another reason that he doesn't bring here that most store owners want to give credit. Credit cards are built on the concept of, you know, even if they didn't charge you interest, they want you to buy more. Stores are interested in you buying more. If they give you credit, you'll buy. So that would also be another reason why it's not in the category of a mitzvah based on the halacha gimel we just learned. Let's continue. Mikol makom. This is some musar shlus. It's very hard today. We're going to get there. Mikol makom nira. Ve'im ani ba'atzal ba'al hanut. If a poor man goes to the store owner, v'rotze she'yakif lo me'at schora. I want a little credit for a little bit of food. Merchandise. He needs some merchandise that he can live, whether it's food or whether it's clothes, whatever it is. He needs it. Give me credit to live. Then for sure he's mechuyev to give the loan, assuming he has the money. And the guy's a trustworthy person, this poor man. Okay? Near the ein yachol liftor atzmo, he said, you're mechuyev to do it. Im yachol maseget l'zeh. If you can handle it financially to make that loan, you must do it. So in that case, it's not as a loan. This credit now is not in the category of a loan. You're the store owner. You're giving the poor man credit to take a few soccer balls and sell them and try to make a deal. And he's about to go under. And he has no money to pay. But you trust him. He's gonna come through in the final analysis. And you have the three soccer balls in your the inventory, you have a chiyuv to give it to him, not within in kesef talveh, but rather the luyeh the ings that biklam mitzvahs asay the in kesef talveh. Even though to say it's not in the category of a loan, because we have all the reasons we just said, he's a store owner. Halo lo nafik zel kol panim yiklam ashekal alu bakasu. You're never going to get out of the category of a kiyamuch achicha. You have a poor Jew in front of you, umate yado imach, and his hand is is about to go bankrupt. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to machazek this guy to help him get along. You have to give him, that could be one way to help this guy who's stuck, who's about to lose his footing. You have to give him a loan. You have to give him merchandise. Give him a job. You have to do. You must do something. The mitzvah d'oraisa there also. So for sure, giving credit, it may not be a loan, but it's definitely a chizuk to his hand so he doesn't go and become insolvent. The Amru Chachameinu Zichron Lebracha, Achazek Bo, strengthen him, Achalo Yipol Yistar Labrios, so that you do not let him fall to the point where he's now going to have to go begging in the streets. That's a horrible thing to do if you can avoid it. Now, he quotes a Sifri here. Sifra, forgive me. And I just had it downstairs. I want everybody to hear it. A little booster today. V'zeh lashon ha-sifri. Sifra. In Parshas Bahar, Parshata Hey. Al tinachenu leire. Do not let him fall. Oh, lemazeh domeh. What does this mean? You don't let the poor guy stumble and go down. Lemazeh al gabe chamor. You have a load. This is a mashal. You have a load on top of a donkey. Odeno bimkomo. The load is still in its place on the donkey. hanging in there. One guy can grab that load while still in the donkey and straighten it out and fix everything. One guy, the load's still hanging on the donkey's back, it's moving around. One guy can fix the problem. Nafala Aretz. Once that load falls off the donkey's back to the ground, Hamisha Eimamidimoto. Five people are not going to be able to straighten it up and fix the situation. It's a much harder job once the thing has collapsed than when it's still standing. That's the same thing here. And the girl brings this as the raya de chzakta de chai. You have to help him until he is living and he's not in a danger, not a death, of financial insolvency. That is the end of chapter number 2. We see here the obligation to lend a person who, even if he's not poor, as we said, he just needs the money now. He doesn't have it on him. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, not an optional, mandatory. You must do it. Now, if you're learning, as we said, we'll just go over it again, and you don't want to stop learning because the rich boys are schmoozing, as they always do, rich boys schmooze, and they don't want to give lend the guy the 5 shekels, you have to stop learning. You can yell at them. Yell at them if you're not angry. Yell at them and tell them you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to give a loan to this guy who's asking about the mitzvah. And you give the loan, sit down and learn. Everybody have a good day. Tomorrow we'll have definitely much more Musar in chapter 3 than we did in chapter 2.